It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielso Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome on in. It's KSL's unrivaled, Alex Keery.
What?
Scott Mitchell.
Let's do it. It's time.
Can we do this?
It's yeah,
time to do
let's
this.
Do
yes.
it.
Hey, we're going to start the show off. We got a lot to talk about. There's been a lot to talk about. We're all kind of stopping and watching. We're rubbernecking on this college football highway.
You know it's
Scott.
Developing.
It's a little bit of a situation, but we can't help but stop and stare. What's developing?
My muscles.
Oh, look at you getting all fit. Well, you know what? We're not going to focus on that. We're going to focus on the biggest change that we've seen in the University of Utah's football program this week and all season long. They lose a quarterback and they gain a quarterback all on the same day. It's where we're going to start things off here. It's our 7:05 cut. Let's go.
The Cut at 7:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
All right, so the big news, of course, happened mid-morning or so. Scott and I started making some text message exchanges, and it turned into a phone call. If it's an early morning phone, or if it's an early in the day phone call, we'll exchange text messages. But Scott knows I'm serious when I'm like, dialing him up, and I'm like, hello? Charlie Brewer is no longer with the University of Utah football team, according to Coach Kyle Whittingham today. We tweeted out that he's no longer with the program, and we wish him the best going forward, yada, 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 yada. Enter Cam Rising. But let's go back to the Charlie Brewer decision, which we found out a little bit more tonight on his weekly coaches show that he said that he basically was approached. Everything was normal yesterday. Like, Charlie Brewer went through the practice stuff.
Right.
Went through the walkthrough.
Went through
stuff.
The routine. Yes.
And afterward, apparently asked for a meeting with Coach Whittingham. He told him he was thinking about leaving. And apparently the coach said, sleep on it and let's talk about it tomorrow. They came to him and they had a list, apparently, of pros and cons for Charlie to stay or leave the program.
So which one's which?
I know that's what I'm saying.
Is
like,
the pro to leave or is the pro to stay?
Well, I think that it was the pros and cons of leaving. And so I think that it was, okay,
so what's
he said,
the pro
I want
to
leave.
Leaving?
Right, so he said, I want to leave. And they said, well, let's look at it. Here are the cons if you leave.
Here's the pro.
We're not friends anymore. Yeah. So Scott,
well, I don't know if there's no friends
so
anymore.
Scott, give me the pros
I'll
of,
give you
of
a,
Charlie Brewer leaving for the University of Utah football
here's
program.
Here's kind of about the only pro, right? Initially when I heard this, I'm like, well, you know, he can't leave. He can't leave because no one's going to, like, where's he going to go? He's already gone. I mean, he can't do that. But you know what he's got? He's got a redshirt year.
So he's got that in his back pocket.
So he could go and redshirt now still because he's only played three games. So you get four. And he's never used it. You know, he started as a true freshman at Baylor. And that's got to be hard. I mean, when your player starts as a true freshman and then all of a sudden you lose your spot, That's a hard pill to swallow, okay? I want to shift gears just a little bit with this because it's get away from maybe Charlie Brewer a bit because I don't think that's the issue here. I really don't. In fact, here's why I don't. I've watched Charlie Brewer. I watched him in spring football. I've watched him, and he's a really good player. He's a good player. There's been a consistent thing here. Like Utah, and so maybe we can save this for the next Maybe we should just save this for the next.
For what? I don't
the
know.
Next segment.
I don't know where you're going here because I'm giving me a pro of. I'm asking for pros.
I gave you the pro.
What was it?
The pro was that he's got a redshirt year that he could go somewhere.
Okay, so, but what's the pro for Utah's program though? Because what's now that Charlie Brewer is gone, what's
Cam
the
Rising.
Pro? Okay. So is he really the better quarterback? Because I was told all season long, your super cold take earlier, and you, to your credit, you came out yesterday and said, well, I said it. I thought he was going to be the Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Year.
I did.
We were 2 seconds away from having Charlie Brewer be on our show every week.
Yes.
On the Players Club.
Yes.
Good decision not to. But you know what? I'll pull the curtain back
even
further.
Maybe we knew something.
I'll pull the curtain back even further. His dad got involved and was like, no, I want him to focus. He's going to be in the NFL next year, baby. And we were like, whatever, fine. I mean, what are we going to say to that? Oh, no, you're not. We thought the same thing. It would have been great. And then all day today, we're going, oof, what if we'd had Charlie Brewer tonight on the Players Club? That would have been a little bit weird.
That would have been awkward.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So maybe you don't want to be on the show anymore. Is that what you're saying, Charlie?
Things changed in a hot minute. And now he's no longer at Utah. Okay, Cam Rising is in.
Yes. So here's why I think Cam Rising's a better fit. And I looked at this, and it jumped out at me quickly in the game on Saturday. Cam Rising actually has a stronger arm. I didn't think that. I didn't believe that. I'm like, oh, that's a good thing. Okay. You know what? Cam Rising is totally invested in this program. He is a Utah guy, and we've heard this for some time. When he didn't get the starting job, did he leave? He didn't leave.
No, a couple times.
No, he got it, and then he got injured, and then he came back and lost it.
And that's demoralizing a little bit.
That would be massively demoralizing.
But for him,
he's just been amazing all through that, right? So he's a guy. He's in. He's invested. He's all in Utah. But then he's very mobile and a lot stronger than I realized. I mean, he looks a little bit like he came from the 70s, from a hair metal band somewhere.
Somebody said
you know.
He's got a little bit of a Gardner Minshew look.
There's a little bit of that. There's
That's what you want is Gardner Minshew coming in.
Without the Daisy Duke shorts. But there's a lot of
the arm and with the success, please.
But it's the enthusiasm.
Swagger.
There's an energy to him that people are like drawn to.
So why didn't he get the job in the first place?
Because Charlie Brewer is a great quarterback in college, and I really think Utah felt like, look, he's the most complete guy for us to win right now. And I think that was the decision. I think if this happens a few years ago with Kyle Whittingham, I think he goes with Cam Rising because he's I think Kyle Whittingham probably not going to coach a whole lot longer and wants to win a Pac-12 championship. And I think he really felt like this was the year to do it. And I think it's an upheaval that what has happened here. It's so awkward when these types of things go on. When there's a quarterback change, it really just rocks the whole team. It does. And then you're the guy left out. Like Charlie Brewer, and you're pouting. You are not a happy camper at all, and it's hard. It's hard to put a positive face on it. It just is. It's hard for that guy to. Charlie Brewer is not a backup quarterback, and that may be part of the discussion that Coach Whittingham had with him, where Cam Rising could be the guy to come in off the bench. You know, he's wired a little bit differently, but Charlie Brewer is kind of like. I've always been the guy. I was the guy as a freshman at Baylor and had immediate success. And then I'm sure in high school it was the same thing for Charlie Brewer. And then all of a sudden he's not the guy anymore. And that to him is probably overwhelming. I don't know that he could handle that.
I'm interested to see what Utah turns into this week.
An amazing team.
Because I think that they're going to come out knowing, okay, all this attention's been put on us now. And it's a little bit undue, too, because you have this guy who basically turned this whole thing kind of into him. He said, look, I'm going to turn into a free agent today, and I'm going to make this thing. I'm no longer with the program. And then you kind of feel this, like, betrayal. There's all these things going on. But you have a pretty fearless leader in Cam Rising who's being inserted into the whole thing.
I'll tell you why this team's going to be better.
All right, so Scott's going to tell you why this team's going to be better when we get back. You'll hear also a quote from Britton Covey, who also shed some light on as to what the team has been going through. So stay right here with us. More to go right here on KSL's on Rival and KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.